Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please put on your 3D glasses now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Angela, can you feel it?
I feel it very deeply.
How deep?
Deep within the bowels of my soul.
Nice. Wow. I'm probably going to turn it down a little bit then. Yeah. Great to be with you, Angela.
It's great to be with you always.
So, one of our fellow fiends just experienced a near-miss drone strike. So hopefully Lisa will be dropping in with us. But anyway.
I hope so. Right now we have some great topics.
Oh, yeah. Two fiends. We have two fiends, which is a half squirm of fiends, half squirm of worms. So there you go. Anyway. So, one of the topics that we wanted to discuss was there's some heroes in the news. Did you see these heroes that have were making the rounds at certain campaign appearances?
Wait, this isn't the Uber guy.
No,
this isn't,
no.
This isn't the two cops shooting
each other.
Not the
mass murderer. No, the.
Wait, I'm sorry. I get all these confused. This isn't the police officer being shot by the detective.
Wow, that sounds interesting. But no, I was thinking of the pranksters that have been seen at a Hillary rally with their Settle for Hillary campaign gear, and they went to they had the Trump armbands at a Trump rally, and they're really having a great time, really bringing the proper level of respect to the electoral process.
That's the most wholesome thing I've heard about the campaign all day.
Well, I think it's great to see, this kind of, it's just fun, have some fun with it, it's live trolling. These people, I mean, if they don't exist for our amusement, then what purpose do they have to even breathe oxygen?
This election cycle, and maybe because I'm forced to do certain things for work, though I avoid it all other times, is like, I'm trying to be tactful about this, but it's like having a fissure somewhere that's bleeding all the time, and it stings, and you just want to, either set it on fire or sew it up. That's what it feels like.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Oh, I hear the beautiful fiend phone.
All right. We have a new fiend dropping in by satellite.
Hey. This is the Freedom Fiends. What happened? What's happening?
The Freedom Fungus has arrived.
The Freedom. It's a full squirm worms, isn't it? Or did we lose somebody?
Well, we're down a worm at the moment. So,
who?
Lisa is recovering from an internet outage, but she'll be back.
Well, she could just use her chrome robot turret and like Skype in to GCN when that happens.
I think she's in the Yukon territories or something, or I don't know where she is. Like, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
So what's up, kids?
Well, we were talking about did you see these guys that were trolling the campaign events?
No.
They put Trump armbands on. Okay. So they get, they're like getting their pictures taken with these Trump armbands, and then they're spotted at a Hillary rally, like behind Hillary, with a Settle for Hillary t-shirts on.
Settle for Hillary. Yeah.
They went to a Jeb Bush rally. Okay. And now imagine how hard that is to take over. Right. So, well, anyway, they stood up and complained about not getting paid yet to be there.
They should get $15 an hour to be there, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. At least, anyway, that's at the Bernie Sanders rally, and I think he only pays $11.50. But anyway, I just thought I love the spirit of these guys. I think they should be recognized for their greatness.
Huh. Huh. Well, we're also not on LRN right now. Something about a partial internet outage, but we are on radio. I always check to make sure we're on radio. So yeah, man.
What's up, man? What's up? Are we under attack? Is the is this a test of our resiliency of our global fiend phone network?
I don't know. I was in the other room just controlling my empire from my croned robot turd. I've never had one. I'm really, really liking the croned robot turd, man. But did you guys see that, like, this guy who shot people while working as an Uber driver, blamed the Uber app? He said the Uber app was controlling his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does that seem... Yeah, but why does that not seem plausible to you?
Yeah, it's the who was the serial killer whose dog told him to kill? It was pre-internet.
Son of Sam?
Yeah, it's the Son of Sam plugin. I mean, the Freedom Fiends app has that disabled, that feature.
I was going to say, like, can we just add this feature onto the new to the Freedom Fiends app? This sounds perfect.
Well, I think it's in every. It's part of the Android programming environment. It's a switch that's off by default, and you can turn it on.
But we promise not to use it unless it's really important.
Yeah, well, you know, the Freedom Fiends app also, the next version of it is going to mine libertarian indulgences and issue them to you the longer you run the app.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
So, Angela, did you quit drugs this week or something? What happened? Pussy.
You know, I need to not write things to you in email.
Why? Wait, is that secret?
So they don't become topics on the show.
Wait, like the fact that you're on drugs nonstop is a topic on the show when you're on. But you're ashamed for me to tell people you quit? That's kind of backwards. Is that like libertarian macho flash or something?
Maybe it's just nobody's business. How about that?
Okay, sorry.
I don't know.
Maybe the Uber
just
app.
Just suggesting maybe.
Yeah. the Uber app is taken over, and I want something like the Uber app. I don't have very many apps on my iPhone. I keep it really simple because
she's
I don't.
Got Rumbler. She's got Rumbler, so she can do fist fights with Austin Peterson.
And she's got Grindr, so she can hook up with gay men.
I still can't get over the fact that of what the LP candidate lineup looks like, but I'm over making cheap comedy like that, so I won't do that. It's not nice.
Yeah, let's later go for the really deep comedy on that. They've had all the cheap pot shots. Somebody needs to really dig it in now. So,
well, you know, another email that Angela sent me said that, like, or she actually said on the show when I was talking about how when she was on last week, I was going to just talk about banging groupies back in the 80s, and I asked her if she had a problem with that, and she said, yeah, I want to know what kind of groupies World Beat guys got, but that's a different story. But she said
hippie
that
chicks.
She's...
Basically hippie chicks.
Yeah, patchouli and armpit hair. But Angela said that she was willing to be the Robin Quivers to my Howard Stern for that discussion. And I think I want her to be like the Robin to my Batman instead. Can we work on that?
And like Derek, and who does that make Derek? Derek would be like your Derek Alfred, Slopey? Like in the like weapons room.
Q, he's Q. He'd be Alfred on Batman. He'd be Q on James Bond. And who's the one on Archer? The really creepy one that's like a clone of Hitler.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Archer? You'd love Archer, man. Archer's the best comic animated show out there. And he works for an agency called ISIS.
Nice.
But not the ISIS. Different ISIS. International Spy and Satellite Agency or something.
I liked it when they used to call it ISIL.
Yeah. Now it's just because is. That's really Zen. It's just Islamic State. It's just is.
Well, branding is really important, and the CIA should know that going in. Okay? Like, you get your branding right, you get your product launch, you get your timing window, right? Like, when you launch a product like ISIS or ISIL, get it straight.
Yeah. Well, I'm launching a product or service here. I'm having a contest. So Steve Miller said on the show last night that he hated animal memes. And Jeremy and I just, like, dropped our jaws. Like, really? How can you hate animal memes? And, you know, he made some powerful enemies that night because every fiend... And every fiend fan loves animals and loves animal memes. And
well, wait a second. I think that's a very brave position for him to take.
It is. So I'm having a contest. I'm giving away a $250 digital camera. Well, I paid $250 for it 2 years ago. All you have to do is make an animal meme.
It still has all your homemade porn on the SD card.
Yes, with animals. No, it's I'm removing the SD card. It has a little bit of internal storage though. But yeah, you don't want an SD card to spin in my
just
camera.
Just clear that buffer just in case. Do a factory reset wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. But I'm giving this away. So in the next 24 hours, make memes, tons of memes of Steve Miller with animals. And you tag them. It's hashtag Miller colon. And then tomorrow night, I'll look at all of them and I'll pick the best one. Maybe I'll have Steve help me pick the best one. And then I'll get the address and I'll send the camera out the next day when I go to the post office on Wednesday. So I'll need the address by tomorrow night, too. So you can win a camera that 2 years ago was worth $250. I don't know what it's worth now. My smartphone has a better camera, so I'm giving this away. Nice. Yeah.
Nice. But this is like a historical artifact.
Oh, yeah. Like every picture you've taken, like every picture you've ever seen of my cats was taken with this camera, pretty much.
Right. And technically, unless you do like a secure erase, like there's who knows what a forensics lab could come up with.
No, I'm removing the SD card. I'm not going to get into that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not sure how as long as it's done in the spirit of friendship.
It is.
You know, I think this is it's fun, but we're, you know, animal memes. So he said he doesn't like animal memes.
Can you give me
the context for that? Or
he actually said he said he wanted to, you know, after this contest started, he replied that he wanted to make it clear that he's not anti-pet. He's just anti-your pet, basically. Or he's anti having swaggy animal memes in his feed, you know, having to deal with it. Although, as he said last night, these kids today, when they talk about, having to deal with something, like today, kids are so spoiled that deal with means basically react in my feed to something, you know.
Cool.
It's not like they're fighting it out for survival. It's Stalingrad. Yeah,
I kind of see it as like, you know, Miller's thrown down the gauntlet, so to speak, of animal image.
Yeah.
And now, but remember, he will retaliate with his own memes, and he is the meme master. You might not want to provoke this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did. The gauntlet's down. I've challenged him on Bumbler.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
God is telling you to kill. Baboons. It's telling you to kill baboons. There's a meme for that. There's an app for that. The app that tells you to kill. You know, I think that this is just a false flag. Like I think the taxi people all got together and made a Manchurian candidate to go join Uber and kill people. What do you guys think?
No.
All the guys have hack licenses.
Could it be related to some of these other iPhone stories that have been in the news in the past month? Could this be like, okay, they're not buying the mass shooter excuse to jailbreak a phone, so let's tell them it's actually capable of mind control and can turn you into a zombie if you don't give us your password.
Angela, are you running the Fiend Clock tonight?
I'm staring at the Fiend Clock, and I'm really so. I really just want to focus on that, and that kind of distracts me from saying anything because I want to be staring at the clock.
It's a mandala. It's like a visual om. Yeah, yeah. People want it.
It doesn't really work though, but it's
it works perfectly. Except you just have to fix the seconds remaining, James. Other than that, it's great.
All right. Well, we won't bore our audience with it, but we'll talk about it later.
Well, the audience is emailing me and asking me for the link, so I'm going
to
do that.
So they can get the Fiend, so they can actually watch. Yeah. They know when it's safe to tune back into the next commercial break. Yeah.
Yes. But they'll be like 20 seconds off. They're lifting on screaming. It's only going to work if they're listening on radio. Actually.
I had this running on two different computers, and it was like 20 seconds off, like different.
Because your computers are off. Yeah.
Yeah. One's Windows. God only knows where it, you know, where it's getting been. The time from.
Yeah. All right. Lisa emailed us. She's waiting for the internet to return. Yeah, you know, Ian said he had an outage too. Maybe it's like the whole East Coast. Maybe it was caused by the Uber app. Or the CIA running the Uber app. The back door they have into the...
What about the sabotage of LRN?
What happened?
Wow, could it happen?
Oh, yeah, you think because, the haters did that? We can't
No.
I would drone the hell out of that. If I was them, I'd totally drone LRN.
I'd hit it.
Totally. I would totally drone it.
If you were who?
No.
If I were the Animals of Freedom, I would target it quick.
Well, it's one computer. It wouldn't be hard to target.
It's COINTELPRO. It's FBI. It's someone tripping over a wire.
It's Intel Inside.
Or like anything that's libertarian run. It deals with people in libertarian time.
I'm surprised any of it does work. Because it would be pretty easy to sabotage most of it. But they don't. I don't think. I don't know. I have the theory though that my health was sabotaged by the government. It would explain a lot. But then again, I smoked two packs a day.
They were
for
the ones
years.
That forced you to form the band smoked bomb, and it was just in the rest. Cool. The rest was their plan.
Yeah, I had to smoke cigarettes to look cool in that band. The heroin was just like the side project. Really, it was all about the cigarettes in that band. We all did way more cigarettes than we did heroin. Yeah,
which was cheaper.
In the long run, I've spent a lot more money in my life on cigarettes than I've spent on heroin. I only did heroin for about 4 years and probably averaged $50 a day. So what's that work out to? But I don't know. I smoked, cigarettes, 60-pack years, and they were up to $5 a pack when I quit. So there.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Don't fear the Reaper.
No.
Angela, tell us things.
The clock.
The clock. It's all about the clock.
Nobody has any idea what you're talking about, and this it would be.
I do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I still am upset about the Uber thing, but no, there's one of Lisa's many great links that I think had two cops shooting each other over something really ridiculous, real stupidity. But
hopefully no innocents were hurt.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Did they fear for their lives on each other? How did that work?
A police detective was inadvertently shot and killed by a fellow officer during a chaotic gunfight Sunday when a man opened fire on a police station, Landover, police said. And apparently a plainclothes narcotics detective was shot by another officer. So anyway. All right.
Was it a cop that opened fire on the police station? Or was this just like a wild, like, woohoo, pew, 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 pew,
yeah,
pew.
They're just, people being stupid. Officers returning fire.
Why do
Colson
we let these
fire to himself?
Why do we let just, these people have not, guns? Not... Seriously, I think police. I don't want to ban guns from any group in particular, but police would be if I had to pick one, that would be the one I'd start with.
It's the only time I'll be collectivist is to say, yeah, police shouldn't have guns. They should have whistles and like poodles.
Right, and a special whistle that when they blow it, anyone nearby with a gun knows they need help with someone from a gun. Someone with a gun that they can come help them.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back after this trip to the market, and we might be back with Lisa and a full squirm of worms for a half hour or so.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
I knew you were loud. I just had to do it. You know, you look at the clock.
I just, why not? Why not? Just like freewheel it. Just let it flow
oh,
through.
Oh, we did a show with no show notes last night. It was pretty good. Although Steve Miller did say he didn't like animal memes. That was kind of the low point. But
I thought that was the highlight.
That was his highlight.
Anyway. Hey, yeah, what's this I heard about Obama that he said something regarding this this iPhone thing, and he said everybody's walking around with a Swiss bank account in their pocket. Did you hear what the heck is he talking about?
He's talking about Bitcoin. He said it's like having a Swiss. Well, he said having unbreakable encryption is like having a Swiss bank account in your pocket. Nobody can imagine what he's talking about other than Bitcoin. It's got to be Bitcoin.
Oh, wow. It is so nice to see Bitcoin recognized for its impact.
I mean, I know it's not PayPal because PayPal froze my account last year until I provided more proof, like my driver's license that I lived where I was and says it was who I say I am.
Well, I think it's pretty clear, and he sort of just blurted out the truth, perhaps, that you know, they really don't care what criminal goes where or does what or even leaves the country, but they're really concerned about criminals taking assets outside the country that they can't, like, seize. So,
well, 'cause even if you're in the country and not paying taxes, you're still paying taxes. Because you know, you're buying things, you're paying taxes. You're
capital
participating
controls,
in the economy.
Yeah, capital controls seem to be like, I mean, it's always been important, but we see this ratcheting on capital controls. Yeah. And that's why I fell in love with Bitcoin when I first heard about it. I was like, wow, that could totally circumvent tyrannical laws like capital controls. So, yeah. I'm glad he finally noticed.
Controls for the people in the cheap seats.
Well, when the government says, "Hey, you can go anywhere you want. You just can't take your money with you." Right? That's it's like, "Hey, you
have
got freedom."
A leaving town. They have a leaving town tax now too. Wasn't it Roger Ver that had to pay a bunch of money to leave America?
He got the specific government form to fill out to state that he doesn't have to fill out the government forms anymore. He did it the way they actually tell you you can do it. So, but otherwise, you can also just say I'm out, and you don't actually have to fill out a form. But anyway, but they're really concerned about people taking money out. That's why, like, they have Bitcoin sniffing dogs at the airport now that Davy Barker discovered.
Yeah,
I mean, but literally, if they find you with $10,000 like at the airport, they'll take it. I mean, first of all, you have to hope the TSA agents don't just pocket it, right? And then there's a good chance they'll just be like, "Oh, we're you know, we have to take this." You know, if you didn't fill out the form and you try to take out too much cash, then that's probably felonies or like serious crimes. So, yeah, they're really concerned about where you go with their money. So,
I hear echo. I think it's Angela, but I'm not going to correct it. I think it's kind of psychedelic. It's kind of groovy. It's kind of voice of God, like, don't you think so?
I don't hear
it. I'm not hearing it.
So maybe it's in my head.
Maybe it's coming from that mind control app.
Yeah, that killed it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Angela.
So where are they going to go with this this iPhone thing where it's possibly can be used to create zombie killers?
Yeah.
And it's also like giving you a Swiss bank account in your pocket. Like, I mean, that actually sounds like something so awesome. Imagine if you could go back like 100 years and be like, "Hey guys, it's like a Swiss bank account in your pocket." People would be like, "Whoa, like I could store my gold in like securely."
Gold.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, 100 years ago, if you take it back 101 years ago, there wasn't really any income tax in America, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Well, the gold confiscation didn't come till later, but anyway. What a great advance in, you know, what a wonderful time to be alive when you can really have a Swiss bank account in your pocket.
See, I've wanted, like, this Chrome Roboturd I've got this, like, smartphone that's really good, and, you know, it's basically a fast computer. And I've got unlimited data, and it works from, you know, anywhere pretty much in America. But I can't really leave my house now, so I can't really enjoy it that much, you know?
Because of the tracking bracelet? Or
because I'm sick. You know, I need, like, bring an oxygen tank. Like, I want to go sit in a field and answer my email, be at one with nature, but it's kind of difficult for me. So I need to really work on getting healthier so I can enjoy this technology that I've wanted for 20 years. Because I've been on computers since... I've had a computer since 91, and I've been in the internet at home since 96 and had a website since 96. So I've had computers for like 25 years, and I've been on the internet for like 20 years. And the whole time, I've wanted it smaller and smaller and smaller. And, you know, now I got it. I can't go anywhere with it, so it's kind of a drag. But, hey, Angela, isn't the guy who's the head of ISIS now, that red-bearded guy, wasn't he trained by the U.S. like 2 years ago? Wasn't he working for the U.S.?
Rich red beard guy.
The red beard guy who runs ISIS now. Red beard.
Red beard? What, is a Viking?
Yeah, there's a Viking running ISIS.
Is that where Dan went?
Dan. I know. I haven't heard from him. Abu Omar al-Shishani. Shalashni.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia, Russia, or Soviet, former.
So was this the first time he died?
Oh, yeah. He's died a few times. No, he totally looks like a Viking, though. Actually, he looks Scottish. Yeah. So tell us some anti-war information, Angela.
God.
Not necessarily about the organization, but just about, you know, the anti-war moment on the Freedom Fiends. We need that.
All right. I'll switch brain gears here.
Turn on your brain grapes.
God. All right. I found it. All right. Here's the top story.
There's so many different wars, though. Where do you even begin?
Putin orders Russian forces out of Syria. Declares objective mostly achieved. This is from Jason Ditz. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his nation to begin with the withdrawal of its intervention forces from Syria, with spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying Putin believed the troops had largely achieved their objectives since arriving in autumn.
Yeah. You know, Bush should have done it that way. On that carrier, he should have put up a big banner that said, "Mission mostly achieved." That would have been so funny. Like, okay, you mostly did it, guys. So let's all mostly clap for you. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on.
No. There's no. I'm here. I'll do.
That was like
I'll
a do footnote.
One more.
It was good. It was like a hyperlink. James did live.
Live hyperlink.
So let's see what the new page just went up a little while ago, so we've got all kinds of fresh stuff on there. My favorite is from Peter Van Buren, who's a whistleblower, says the FBI has a new plan to spy on high school students.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
Yes, and the FBI is instructing high schools across the country to report students who criticize government policies as potential future terrorists, warning that such extremists are in the same category as ISIS.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it is a breeding ground for violent extremists. I mean, that is what government schools are. That is by definition what they are. So,
explain that, Jim.
Well, Jim, these are,
I don't know,
you know,
if everyone
just
gets your joke. I get it.
Okay. But. Well, I'm just saying, with, you know, without government schools, how you know, where are they going to get the soldiers to keep going overseas and dying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there you go.
It's just so, yeah, that's where they teach people. They teach them to be socialists. They teach them to bow to the authority of the state. They teach them to obey. And that's, you know, so, yeah, I think that warning might have some something to it.
Wow.
Here are the danger signs. Okay. Things you're going to keep a sharp eye out for.
Okay.
Talking about traveling to places that sound suspicious.
Such as? What's a place that sounds suspicious?
Anywhere the president goes.
Hackensack.
Hackensack.
That's not a real place. I'm calling 911.
One of my Canadian friends thought that Kalamazoo didn't really exist. She thought it was
Dr. Seuss place.
Yeah, she said it sounded like something from a Dr. Seuss. It's Diana Davidson said that. That's funny.
It's true.
It does.
I mean, of course.
It sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Using code words or unusual language.
Non-aggression principle.
Voluntarist.
And it's great that we've made the word anarchist something that no one can say.
Libertarian ISIS.
It's now a designated trigger word.
Libertarian using indulgence. Different cell phones and private messaging apps.
I'm doing that while we speak. I'm writing Ian Freeman on Telegram.
This is if your teenager. So if your teenager is talking about traveling someplace suspicious, if they're using a texting app, what was the other thing? If they're...
Well, this is... I mean, it basically just sounds like this is anyone who's taking a trip to the Jersey Shore.
Maybe should be on some kind of list.
May not sufficiently be present in a youth's life due to work constraints to foster critical thinking. I guess if your parents haven't totally, you know, aren't micromanaging every minute of your day. Encryption is often used to facilitate extremism discussions.
I'm using an encrypted app right now to write Ian Freeman and thank him for getting us back up on LRN. So
nice.
I'm not a teenager, but I'm emotionally a teenager.
Do you guys use Signal or Red Phone for your phone communications?
No. I use Fiend Phone.
That's, right. Yeah, you better encrypt this before we send it over the radio waves.
Yeah.
But, well, it uses the encryption that Ed Snowden recommends, and evidently it does cause them quite a bit of consternation as they're trying to kind of peek at what you're doing. But it's free, works on Androids and iPhones, and it's pretty solid.
You have an iPhone, James?
Signal. Yes. Yes, I do.
Haven't you had one since 2007 or something? Since they came out?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, Angela, how else do we know if our teens are freedom teens?
Freedom teens.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Did I have left anything? Well, here's a great... Just to make sure the connection with McCarthyism and red-baiting days of 1950s is not clear
Fiend
enough.
Fiend phone.
Well, here's
Fiend phone.
Wait, what just happened?
Oh, there's a fiend.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Shh.
Something weird happened.
Angela, what'd you do? You broke the internet.
I think Lisa is...
Yeah, but now we... Lisa, are you there? It sounds bad. I think I'm going to have Lisa hang up. James, hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Angela, you there?
I'm here. I'm definitely here.
Yeah, that was very strange. It sounded like we all fell down a well together.
Maybe that's a message.
Angela, do you have any kids?
You know, not that I know of.
That's the right answer. I was hoping you'd say that. That's funny as heck, man. That's good. Because you'd have to be really out of
your
woman and not
know. With Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Cell 411, because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
All right. Dave's just trying to beat up. We're live, you know.
Great place to put a radio show.
What, move?
I said this is a great place to put a radio show.
Yeah. Be a shame if someone droned it.
So, or it'd be a shame if somebody droned the internet service.
Lisa's back, and Lou's on. We got a full squirm here, right? Angela's here. I'm here. James is coming back, and then I'm going to go. It's musical worms tonight.
Musical worms.
Yeah. So, Angela, tell us about the FBI and where they touched you. Show us on the doll where the FBI touched you.
I think I've already discussed bowels too much this evening, but the FBI material sworn, I'm very excited. I'm reading this. Everyone's going to have to hear it. Anarchist extremists believe that society should have no government, laws, or police, and they are loosely organized with no central leadership. Violent
because
they're
anarchists?
The violent anarchist extremists usually target symbols of capitalism they believe to be the cause of all problems in society, such as large corporations, government organizations, and police agencies.
That's corporatism.
That's capitalism. Socialists.
Yeah.
They've got our number.
Not my number.
That's the ANCOMS, which is like, I don't know, old. Like a fraction of a degree away from being Statocom.
Yeah. I just don't know how they're going to redistribute the wealth without acting like the government. That's my question they can never answer.
Well, when they do it, they won't be government. They'll call it something else.
ISIS?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Damn commies. All right. So what else, Angela?
Let's see. We've got. Let's see who's up on top. Oh, we've got a one on the blog from Kevin Carson from Center for Stateless Society. So this is Kevin's contribution to the anti-war blog this week. It's called Hillary Clinton Breaks the Irony Meter. And she's so funny. I mean, she's so good. And she really, she's the one that is the most qualified to do what it is a president does.
Lie, cheat, steal, and have a smelly pantsuit.
Yeah. I mean, she has war criminal experience going in. Like, she already has so much blood in her hands that when she goes in on the first day, I mean, she's ready. She's yeah. ready to go. Yeah. She's ready to pick it up.
She's not like Trump, who just wants to be a war criminal and isn't yet.
Right. You know, I mean, among other things, yes, yeah, certainly. But, yeah, she's special because she's coming with Libya and Syria, and now everyone's coming forward on everything, you know, Honduras, what she was doing during, or you know, Iraq, too. Yeah, but mostly, though, this is what's really, really important, and I'm sure you know, this comes up often, but the Henry Kissinger connection, you know, she comes from she backed a right-wing coup in Honduras, and she proudly, quote, name-drops Henry Kissinger. That's what Kevin Carson wrote today in the blog. If Kissinger was known for anything in his years as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, it was installing dictators who oppressed and disappeared and imprisoned people. So this is, I mean, and you know, Hillary Clinton bringing in people that have experience, her access to people with Kissinger's experience is a really important part of why she might be the most qualified person.
To appeal to the GOP voters, she's changed her slogan to Ready for Killery.
Killery. Steve Miller Miller lives in Philadelphia. It's near Baltimore, Bodymore Murderland. That's where Lisa lives.
Yeah. My neck of the woods. So proud.
So tell us another one there, Angela. Some more
Hillary Clinton,
news.
Of course, voted to authorize George Bush's criminal war of aggression on Iraq, according
so
to
So why
Dakota
is it Hillary's
article?
Fault that there's all these people getting kicked out of Syria and showing up in other countries now? Why is that Hillary's fault? I heard it is.
Okay, she was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of stupid, shady things.
Yeah.
She's a really horrible person.
I know. Yeah, what did she do there specifically, though, to drive all those people out of their country?
Well, she was part of the whole people who... Okay, so it goes all the way back to why did the U.S. want Assad out? Well, I mean, the flip answer is because that's what Israel wants. Anyway, yes, more or less. For whatever reason, the Israelis, I guess, thought they'd get some kind of better deal than Assad, even though Assad, you know, didn't have any particular problem with them, wasn't trying to pick a fight, didn't try to take the Golan Heights back, and was perfectly willing, you know, to let the U.S. outsource some torture to Assad back
in the
day.
And we'll have more on this in hour two after this trip to the market. I hear helicopters. Do I hear black helicopters?
Yeah, there's a helicopter. We got helicopters.
That's not what
yeah, it's no, it's definitely me, and it's just a weird night. It's cramps, right. It's anger, it's like winds coming through, not, you know, more emergency vehicles than usual.
My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Are we back?
Almost. Hopefully,
we'll bring us back.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Okay, Angela, so I think that you had some things you wanted to tell us about Hillary and Syria and Russia and
we're just going, there's no end to Hillary Clinton's problems with war crimes, and I was going to go through a long spiel about the whole history of the Syrian war, but I'll just cut to the chase. A couple things always from her, of course, I keep reminding people, she voted for George Bush's stupid lie crap war. She's horrible, okay? And she totally screwed up Libya, so remember that, too. All right. And she was part of the reason why we went in there and decided to overthrow Assad. Now, look, all these leaders are monsters. They're horrible people. But it's not our damn business. We never, ever, ever should be in these places. And she basically totally destabilized Libya and created a civil war there. And basically, I believe something like maybe 6,000 black Libyans have been murdered in their kind of racial civil war. So it's pretty horrible. And that's, because of all the horrible things she was doing. But, why in God's name did they thought it was a good idea to try to overthrow Assad? What a mess. I mean, that's been 5 years of that nonsense. So anyway,
right.
The whole gang is that given what presidents do, she is the best qualified. Because she's a war criminal, and she knows what she's doing in foreign policy, which means she knows what places she's going to occupy and torture and kill, and where her friends like Samantha Power can do their little soft power, where they influence countries in different ways to be part of the empire without explicitly putting up a base or having troops necessarily stationed there.
Right.
So this isn't going to be, that's what a Clinton administration will look like.
Scary.
So, very scary.
I'm going to break in here for a second. I saw a comment earlier today, and roughly it went something like this. The death of Ambassador Stevens was not the worst thing that Clinton pulled off over in Libya. And as you mentioned, the destabilization, the murder of all those people. And not so coincidentally, when all this stuff was going on and these different little arms deals and everything that Ambassador Stevens was supposedly involved in, right after that was when all this crap started up in Syria. So I believe there's been evidence that some of the armaments that the ISIS and Syrian rebels, whatever the heck they're being called this week, that those weapons wound up getting to them via Libya in that big giant cluster bleep that they had going on, Cluster Feinstein.
There's some really, really good Scott Horton Show podcasts on all of that, by the way. I always feel like I have to slip that in there so people listen to his show.
I'm glad you
mentioned that. Which is also on LRN every day at 9 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, no, I just am trying to reinforce that. And just any of the candidates, because they're all horrible as far as I'm concerned, but just their whole foreign policy issues, which is the only thing. That's what I work on for my day job, but so that's what I primarily think about. Otherwise, I would never think about these freaks.
Now, something else to throw in, if people like Hillary, but they don't like the stink that's attached to her, they could always go with Bernie because, when in their time together in the Senate, they voted together 93% of the time. And it's not like Bernie's said that she's a horrible person or a war criminal or anything like that. He's basically been kissing her butt. So with all the opportunities that he's had, that he could have lambasted her and tore her to shreds and just pointed out the despicable human being that she actually is, he abdicated that responsibility. He said, nope, I like her, and if she's the nominee, then I will support her because America, uber alles.
Well, the one thing he's got going for him is that he didn't vote for the Iraq war, but that isn't a whole lot. I mean, beyond that, he does not have a whole lot going for him.
He's voted to fund it at every opportunity.
Yes, he did.
He's complaining about the cost of the Iraq war. yet he votes to fund it every single time. The money that he says could be stolen from the common man to pay for college to you know, the walking freeloaders.
Yeah, he was going way back. He was a big enthusiast of the first Clinton regime's adventures in Middle Europe. All that nonsense was happening there. Bernie Sanders is not like explicitly anti-war. He's less aggressively pro-war, but that's really not. I mean, that's not all. That's not much to go on, and yet he's considered one of the better ones on that issue.
That it sounds like being one of the tallest midgets in the circus. Then,
it's also too, like, the Trump people who support Trump will say, well, at least he said the Iraq War was a lie. Yes, he did do that, and he did knock the Bush crime family out for a spell. And it looks like he's had, you know, a little bit of light shining on the neoconservatives for a bit, but beyond that, every aspect of what he's talking about is horrid.
Well, something else about Trump. All right, yeah, he is saying some of the right things when it comes to the foreign adventurism, but ultimately, is he going to be the first candidate that walks the same walk as he talked during the campaign? Because there's a lot of candidates out there that have said that they were going to dial back the size and scope of the empire, but not a single one of them have done it.
No, but it might not. You know, it might not be something that can be done by any of these kind of people, even if they wanted to on some pretend level, which I don't think they're sincere. I don't believe their sincerity in the first place.
I don't think that it can be done. I think maybe there's a tiny bit amount of sincerity out of maybe a Ron Paul. But ultimately, that avalanche has so much momentum, you can't push that snow back up the hill. There's absolutely no way that the military-industrial complex is going to come to a grinding halt.
No, it's a whole way of life and way of thinking about things. It's like militarism affects everything. The way we treat veterans, you go on Southwest, right? And we applaud for the veteran. I mean, what the hell are we applauding for exactly? You know, someone who signed on to do some things that are, not, you know, ethically questionable at best, funded by taxpayers.
Well, the troops and me being a veteran, we defended our freedom to be spied on by the NSA instead of the East German Stasi or the Soviet KGB. Because us people that were in during the Cold War era, and that's what we were stopping, was the East German and Soviet police and surveillance states from coming to America. You're welcome, by the way.
Well, why should people be against war, even if they don't give a damn about a single person in any other country, because of the whole size of the police state, national security, everything that you lose when we continue to do this over and over and over again, and we only have candidates that are like this. And I mean, all those candidates are horrible. Even the remaining ones are horrible. And there's so much about Trump's foreign policy that is not anti-intervention. So it's the whole thing. The whole matter is really distasteful. I mean, you're just voting for various degrees of violence against others.
Well, if you want to get down to the very base objection for the small government conservative, you know, the whole fiscal don't want to spend the money. Sun Tzu has a wonderful line: when the army marches abroad, the treasury is looted at home. So, I mean, I really don't know if people even think about the consequences, you know, the cost of war, not just in blood, but also in treasure. You know, because these guys are cheap children of people that weren't married at birth. And when you look at the cost that comes from all these wars and how it accumulates and how it builds up and all the interest it's charged on, you'd figure if they were going to have some sort of selfish reason to oppose all this nonsense, it would be that. But I don't know, maybe it's because they don't get taxed directly and they can leave the debt to their grandchildren as an inheritance. I don't know, maybe that's why they don't object to war, because they don't have to pay the real cost, either in their own blood or treasure.
Just think about fewer and fewer. I mean, where are future vets drawn from, and how that whole process, starting from the whole thing with schools, and schools are a menace.
Definitely.
Those are horrible. I'm sorry, I've been ranting.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone. Pizza.
Oh.
Who's can you
back?
Hear me?
Who's back?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you.
Welcome back, James. You have no idea how happy I am that you're back.
Oh, why? Are you on the hook now, Lou? Or now you can bail out? Is that it?
That's it. Michael Dean is kind of like Bernie Sanders. He split, and he volunteered me to take his place on the show.
Well, if I had known he had split, I could have come on sooner. I just did. I only have one computer that can handle four fiends. The power of four fiends overwhelms my Toshiba. So I have to go to a different computer. And it started updating itself like sometime this afternoon, and it just finished. stupid Windows. Anyway, can I rant about Windows?
Yes, what a you
garbage.
Can.
It's a garbage OS. I'm sorry. It's junk.
Yeah, it's mine updated this morning, and there were 17 updates, and then it turned off, and it took forever to turn back on, and I lost like 2 hours of work.
I just don't like the attitude I get from this. It's like, it's mandatory. It's like, I'll tell you when I'm updating you. You don't tell me. Like, oh, really? Like, Anyway.
Yeah, it's always the worst time, too. You're in the middle of something, or...
I swear, this took over 3 hours to just get itself, like, you know, and the funny thing, yeah, I had, like, restarted, and it sat there for a while, or, like, you know, I'd shut it down, and it did its long thing. I'm like, oh, whatever. Had plenty of time. Then you go to log in, it's like, oh, now we're really going to do some stuff, you know, like, oh, boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now let's install the updates. It's like, no.
It's like, wait for a really long time.
Yes.
Hey, there's some.
I had a computer that didn't turn on for like a couple years. Oh, man. 6,742
updates. Are you serious?
No. But it was close.
I believed you.
All right, I'm outie.
Good night.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
We're back. We got Angela. We got Lisa.
Hey.
I'm Jim. All right.
Jim.
Well, we've had some definite interesting internet weather today, so it's kind of it's really kind of screwed up our continuity of the show, because Lisa, you wanted to talk about those awesome prankster dudes that were having fun at the expense of the ruling class.
Yeah, so, I love this. They are funny.
Tell us more about that. What do you have their names, and you know, are they continuing this effort?
They're comedians, and apparently they've been doing this since January. They're heckling at campaign rallies, but they're just now starting to get a lot of publicity for it. So they heckle, they go and they jeer Republicans and Democrats, which is awesome. And their names are Devram Stifler and, oh, I'm reading an article that has, their names are kind of scattered here. Oh, Jason Selvig. So they went to Marco Rubio, one of his rallies in Florida. And one of the guys stood up and told the audience, Marco Rubio is trying to steal my girlfriend. They met in New Hampshire, and she doesn't look at me the same way anymore. And there's a video. There are videos of this online. And Rubio was a good sport about it. He laughed about it. And then he said, he put in a nice little jab to Trump. He said, we don't beat up our hecklers at my rallies.
Fair enough.
He's now showing Trump how to be graceful with hecklers.
Wow.
I hate these people.
Oh, me too. And then you'll love this part then. They attempted an exorcism of sort on Ted Cruz. They claim that he had a demonic soul and that evil should leave his body.
He does.
He does. Are you sure that was a prank or is that legit?
I wish it was legit. Yeah, and Ted Cruz's comeback to them was, oh, they must be liberals because if they probably don't believe in God. And then what's really good about the video is it zooms
nice
in on
singer,
Ted
dude.
Cruz's face. Yeah. He was really proud of himself, too. He had this big smirk, Ted Cruz.
Hey, he's just like, don't eat another booger. Don't eat another booger. Don't eat another booger. So
you can
he's
make
lucky
it through
he can
the
even
end.
Talk
it's
on
okay.
TV.
Yeah. You can make it. It's you only got another half hour. That's all the booger eating you want. And then they went to a Hillary. This is my favorite part. They went to a Hillary Clinton rally and they wore T-shirts that said "Settle for Hillary."
Oh, and they were like right behind Hillary on
they
camera,
were right?
Right
behind her. Yeah, they look so serious. And they have these hats and shirts on, "Settle for Hillary," and she's just talking in front of them. You're probably oblivious.
That is just wonderful. And I just, I raise my glass to these guys. I really just think this is, we need more of this. We definitely,
oh, yeah.
I can't, I'm having trouble just enduring the barrage of, even though I don't even, like, I want to tune it out and it's just like, just everywhere all the time. Like, oh, please somebody at least make it fun.
Yeah. Know? That's why I like these guys too. Cause I've already had it with everything. And so these guys are giving us some nice comic relief. They went to some rally, I don't know which one it was, another one, and they wore Trump armbands. So they look like Nazi armbands, but they say Trump on them. They look so serious. It's great.
But you know, it brings up a good point, and I think we need to remember this. I try to remind myself of this often. When you're looking at, say, a Bernie Sanders rally or a Donald Trump rally, and you're looking at yourself in complete disbelief at like how big of an idiot somebody can be, okay? Remember, they might just be trolling it for the lulz, okay? So you don't know if they're really that idiotic or if they're just in it playing a character. Our society is in a state where it's very difficult to figure out what's parody and what's reality. At least I'm having that problem. So maybe other people
are, really come
too.
To that. Yeah. I shared a meme the other day. I'll have to find it so I can read it to you. It was a quote that supposedly came from Donald Trump. And people were asking me, did he really say that? I can't even tell anymore. It sounds like something he would say. I'm going to find it because I have to read this to you. It's great. When people can't even tell anymore what's real and what's not.
Right. So don't be too critical of that absolute buffoon you see on TV, with a Bernie Sanders shirt on, right? Like, that person could be just like having the funnest time, you know, pranking that event. So who knows? Maybe it's all, wouldn't it be funny if we found out like it's all pranksters and this whole thing is just people trolling other trollers about trolling?
I would actually be so relieved.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would be. I think I would.
All right, well, we're going to take a trip to the market. And we're going to be back with some more Freedom Fiends.
Listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd. Available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
the Freedom of Fiends, and it kind of broadcasts from the kind of places where concerns, like things about socks, are an issue. For example, some of the places from whence this is broadcast are the different places that people are from. It's so cold. It's just such an amazing thing to have socks that are warm and strong but supportive, you know, yet don't inhibit the circulation in the calf. But you want them to be full. Like, why people only want socks to stop at their ankle, I would never understand. What you want is to go with them all the way up the knee. Ideally, they'd go all a little above the knee, kind of like leg warmers.
Whoa.
That would be great. Yeah. That's what they would all look like.
Especially if they're hand-knitted and they go all the way up like that. Whoa.
Just the way that it keeps the toes and everything together and protected, protects the pedicure. It allows the cushion, the sole of your feet, to be enveloped in comfort. That's, to me, what matters. And I was thinking about these things because so much of this stuff is like, you know, the cops are shooting each other and, you know, all these crazy people are going to be president and the libertarians will get crazy people, like literal crazy people running for things. And it's just, it's about socks for me. It really is. I mean, that's what I want.
I'm with you, you know, because you can't control all this other stuff. But you know what you can control? What socks you wear. So focus on that. And with proper sock selection, dealing with all that other stuff is going to be just a little bit easier.
Yes.
I think you're onto something. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So I've
Ode to the Sock by Angela Keaton.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Have you guys submitted your animal memes to Steve Miller Miller yet?
No, I don't. I'm not a meme maker. Maybe I need to start, though. I feel like I'm really missing out.
See, I'm not doing it. I'm not. I am not going to start a meme war with meme master Steve Miller Miller. No way. No, I know when I am beat, and I'm not even going to go down that road. No.
You know when you're out-memed.
Yeah. He is my go-to guy when I need a tactical meme, right? So, you know, it's kind of the division of labor. You know, there's probably something I'm good at. I don't know, but he's good at memes. And when I need memes, he's my guy. So,
yeah, I think I've made one meme, and it was of the Yak Emperor. Dare I call him that? When he was straight out of rehab for the pain pills after the dental work. And that's
it. Is fun to release a meme into the wild and see it like come home to you. Like, you know, like. It's, I don't know how else to describe it, but like you make some stupid graphic, you send it out, and then you see it as like the logo page on some Facebook group that you never even heard of. You're like, wow, it made it like all the way around. So,
all around the internet world and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple that have made it pretty far, like my Go AWOL logo. I don't know if you've seen that. I just took the Army logo. Instead of Go Army, it's Go AWOL, and That's been fairly popular. Made it.
I've seen that around, and I recently figured out that you made that.
But hardly original. But yeah, it was easy enough, and
that's cool. Yeah,
I made the world's even smallest political quiz. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, you've seen the world's smallest political quiz from the Advocates. It's like that thing
that's the one with the graph that you get.
Yeah, and everybody answers some questions, and you put yourself on that. I thought, you know, that's a little complicated. So my quiz is, do you need a slave? I mean, do you need a king? Do you need a king?
Do you need a slave?
I stumbled through that.
Was
Sorry.
That a little slip up there?
Yeah, slip up. No, it's do you need a king? And if you say yes, then you're a slave. And if you say no, you're the anarchist. So
there you go.
It's just basically like an easy way to figure out where you're at. Like, do you need a king? Yes, I need a king. Okay. You're in the slave category. If you don't need a king, like, is that really, that's really like the actual definition of an anarchist, right? Like, nope, no need for a king. Thanks anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Right. So it's the world's even smallest political quiz. And yeah, the Advocates still keep acting like theirs is the smallest, but well.
They're not acknowledging your quiz?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't. Would never expect them to. But they're still. Yeah. I'm just saying they're still calling theirs the smallest. Like, they should probably call theirs like the second smallest. You know, world's second smallest political quiz. Just to be accurate, you know.
I think so too. Someone should point that out to them.
I don't know. Anyway.
Speaking of memes. Yeah. Speaking of memes, I found this a couple of days ago, and you guys have to tell me if you think if Trump really said this or not, okay? It's a quote. Oh,
is it Trump or is it Mussolini? Let's find out.
Or something entirely different, because this is like nothing I've ever seen attributed to Trump before. But to me, it sounds like something he would say. So you have
or
to tell
the
me
Godfather.
What you think.
We're not sure. Yeah. Let's.
All right. So you ready? Here we go. Marco Rubio has almost no upper body strength. It's very easy to pin his arms to his sides and lick him all over his face, and there's nothing he can do about it. I have done this backstage during almost every debate, and it makes me laugh every time.
Definitely true.
I think that he would say that. I do. And there's been a lot of discussion.
I think he would definitely lick him. I think he would definitely lick him backstage every debate. Why wouldn't they?
I do too.
Why wouldn't they?
Why not? Why not? You know what? It's become so absurd.
It's like, why does it's like, you know, it's like, why does a dog lick himself? You know, it's like, it's kind of the same, same justification is going on there.
Oh my God. I am so sickened. And I'm taking, wait. And did we ever get around to talking about your Kellogg's urination story?
Oh, no.
No, but that's a nice segue.
Yeah. Going from one horror to the next.
Yeah. I'm afraid to read the news lately. I just
signposts as we chart the decline of civilization.
Yeah.
Okay, mile markers. Okay. All right, what do we got there with Kellogg's?
Angela, do you want to tell him or do I need to do it?
Oh, no. That's your link. I wouldn't dream of having to think about that again.
Well, I have my best friend to thank for this because she wrote an article about it today. And this is what I saw this morning, okay? First thing, I log into the internet, get ready to start work, and I see this headline, "Who peed in your cereal takes on a whole new meaning." With a cereal with a sad face on it. Yeah, she's a good writer. So it says...
Oh, man. I'm reading a headline from The Guardian. It says, "Urine trouble."
Oh, that's brilliant.
FDA investigates video of Kellogg's worker relieving self on food. And it says, video recorded in 2014 shows a man urinating on cereal coming off the factory assembly line. And Kellogg says Rice Krispie treats were potentially affected. However, this is in 2014. So, clear the... Looks like this guy's had a career of this, so.
The urinator himself is the one who proudly took the video. Oh, gosh.
Wow. Well, hey, own it. You know, if you're going to go down that road, own it. Yeah. Oh, but I bet you he's in trouble, though. They're not going to take this lightly.
Oh, no.
Everything. Oh, I'm sorry. I have just so much anger. They have to recall everything. Strip it down, start over.
Just burn it all down.
This is unacceptable.
Sad thing is that when you look at the list of actual ingredients, it's not probably the worst thing you're getting.
You know what? That's a really, really good point.
You know, it's probably technically it's sterile, I think.
Okay, my standards have not fallen so much that if I accidentally have to encounter a grain from a box, which, you know, thankfully is rather rare, but if I do, I don't want it to be the urine cereal.
Yes, please.
No one's ever going to eat Kellogg's ever again. This is like one video that could bring down like a major food corporation. Is that possible? Yes,
it's pretty gross.
I'm already upset about, you know, like Chipotle is, you know, nothing but not good situation there. Bad situation.
Yeah, but
there's some problems with the corporate chains, maybe. Who knows? I don't know, you know.
Well, you know, those little mom and pop shops can be freaky too. You don't know what's going on at that little corner diner, or you know, I used to know people at like this little taco stand, and you know, you didn't want to be on their bad list. I know that as a fact. Like I never, anytime anybody's coming near my food, I am not. They are my best friends. I am never gonna ever get anyone in my food service like world mad at me. Never. I don't care who's wrong. No, I will.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to war with those guys.
Yeah. No, my
humans
friend
are disgusting.
My friend in her article said, "Who knows what kind of nose picking, hiney scratching, non hand washings after the bathroom shenanigans are actually going on in food factories?"
Oh, you don't want to know.
Thank you.
You don't want to know.
I don't ever want to eat again.
Nope.
I don't want food in me. Between that and the licking of Marco Rubio, I don't want like everything about like human sexuality and food has been totally. Those appetites have been obliterated now. Well, like I'm not going to be able to sleep well. I'm just disgusted. I'm so filled with gross right now. No,
Is it possibly a new diet plan for people that are you've considered the tapeworm, you know, now try the bean worm. You know, this is a healthier weight loss program where we just discuss these kind of topics really until you lose your appetite.
We've got everything to gross you out. Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Pete
is as legit as any other weight loss strategy I've seen advertised, so sure. Oh man. So anyway, sorry. You know, and like how long has that expression been around? It's like, "Oh, who peed in your cornflakes?" You know, like
yeah, now
like,
I'm wondering about that. Maybe this has been an ongoing thing.
I think
for
it has
eternity. Yeah. We just didn't know.
Yeah.
It.
I think this is probably the inside gag at every single food factory like across the world. They're like
that's a horrible
somebody gets
thought.
Mad at their boss and that how do you think they're going to take it out? Right? These factories have thousands and thousands of people. Do you think everybody loves their boss all day? No.
No.
Oh, my God. I don't want to eat. Oh, my God. This is horrible.
There was a movie about that, a comedy. What was it called? Waiting? Oh, gosh. It was about what people in the food industry do to customers' food.
Hey, the video was uploaded to worldstarhiphop.com. Nice.
I saw that.
All right, we'll be back with more Fiends after a trip to the market.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Fiends. Final segment. Redemption in the third act.
I sure hope so, because night.
We've really visited some dark places tonight.
We really have. Dark corners of the web. Yeah.
It's time to turn that around. We don't want to... We gotta bring it up, right? We're gonna rise up. Okay.
Yeah, we'd rise.
I saw some good news. It looks like good news. Netherlands closes 8 prisons due to lack of criminals. Is that possible?
I want to know.
No.
There has to. Is there a catch?
Kill them all. No, they didn't kill them all. Declining crime rates in Netherlands means that although the country has the capacity for 14,000 prisoners, there are only 12,000 detainees. First of all, that seems like, I mean, like they have 14,000 like in the roundhouse here in Philly. Okay, like that seems like that seems hardly you know That's more like a internment camp level. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, they've got openings, 2,000 detainee spaces ready for you if you want to go get caught in the Netherlands. They're taking reservations.
Maybe the U.S. can export criminals to these countries where the crime rates are going down.
Well, I'm sure it's been considered, right? And right. Oh, what? a prison? What would the CIA need with another prison abroad? I don't know.
Interesting timing, yeah. Too.
Yeah, get a good deal. Get a good deal on a possible new black site. You know.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No, this is positive. This is uplifting. We're not. Yes. We're not sinking back into the depths of the CIA. So. Anyway, good for those 2,000 people that aren't in those cells. I think that's fantastic. And, my big hope is, with all this weed legalization, is that it really has an impact on our prison, on the prison population in the United States. It's like, what happens if they legalize weed, tax the hell out of it, and the jails don't empty out, right? So.
Right. I mean, are they going to go back and let all those people out who are already serving time? For, weed-based offenses?
I would. If I had my own A-team, I'd just,
you just go jailbreak them all.
Break these people out immediately. That's what they should,
Yeah, that's what they should do. I've heard of some people being pardoned in states where the laws have changed, but I've also heard stories about people who are still serving, because of the mandatory minimums.
Yeah, it's
serving
ridiculous.
Some pretty harsh sentences. Yeah, so hopefully,
In a just world, the people that are keeping these nonviolent people as prisoners will be on trial themselves for kidnapping. I mean, there's horrible crimes going on against humanity. And hey, at least in the Netherlands, maybe it's a positive trend. There's still 12,000 detainees there. So I don't know, I don't know if that's, probably some room to, to improve still there, but
yeah,
anyway, I don't see any empty space in Pennsylvania jails. So,
if anything, they're all overcrowded here. I mean, I live in the District of Criminals region, so prison overcrowding is a big thing there.
Yeah, a lot of criminals are attracted to that area, but most of them either are lobbyists or congressmen, and not that many actually end up in jail. So,
yeah,
I'm surprised there's prison overcrowding. There's a lot of criminals on the outside.
They just put the people who are caught with a joint in their pocket in there. And all those
isn't D.C. kind of mellow on weed now? Like, didn't they sort of like decriminalize it in the city? Or I forget what it is, but it's tolerated, kind of.
The laws are kind of funny. In Maryland, decriminalized if you have under a certain amount. But if you have any kind of paraphernalia on you, that's a felony still.
Okay.
So they need to, there's like a little loophole, but we think that was intentional, that they probably, wanted a way to still bust you. We're going to,
I've heard from a former prosecutor in DC that jury nullification, ruined a lot of prosecutions that they couldn't get for weed in DC. This is like going back decades.
Oh, so, really? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's from the prosecutor who would notice these things.
Right. It messes up their plans, doesn't it?
So, yeah, and eventually, I guess the laws kind of catch up. They couldn't enforce it. So, there you go.
Give up.
Well, it's been great being with you ladies tonight.
Oh, you too. Nice to see you again, Angela.
Yes.
Or not see you, but, hear you.
No, it's been great. Those are great articles. Whoa. Are things happening?
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, wow, I just am so confused.
Don't forget your Steve Miller animal meme.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah. You can win a prize.
Maybe I'll come up with something. You never know.